Welcome to Teaching Writing, Ideas and Strategies. Today's episode is from Chapter 7 of our new book, Business Communication, Rhetorical Situations. Chapter 7 is called Positive and Informative Messages, so letters, memos, and emails, which give good news, basically. This is the 7th of 13 podcasts that are based on the new book. Each podcast gives an overview of the chapter it focuses on and some background of the cases that provide the narrative structure to the chapter. I'll also try to provide some ideas for instructors about how to teach from the chapter and what parts of the chapter I stress when I teach from it. The first thing we try to do is differentiate between a letter and a memo. Now, letters typically are sent outside an organization. Memos typically are kept within an organization. This boundary is getting blurry as time goes by, but that was the original kind of separation point. So let's just rehearse this. Rhetorical situations, what we mean by that is the context in which a writing or a speaking event takes place, including information about the audience, purpose, and message. So the rhetorical situation has to do with things like, is your message going to be informative? Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be negatively received? Or are you trying to persuade someone? So those purposes affect how you're going to structure your message, because you're anticipating here how your audience is going to react. And so if they're going to react in any particular situation or way, and you can anticipate that, then you can adjust to what you're writing to fit that. So on page 206, we've got a chart, a table, in which we ask some questions like, what is the main reason for my communication? What are the elements that I must include in this message? Should I format my message as a memo or a letter? So these are all questions that you need to be able to answer in order to decide how to produce the document that you need to produce. Chapter 7 is about positive and informative messages, so that's what we'll focus on for the next couple of minutes. Positive and informative messages generally aim to inform or share good news, have recipients read the message, understand it, and then respond positively to it. And you're going to want to downplay any negative elements. Now, there may be a bunch of secondary purposes that a positive or informative messages might try to accomplish as well, such as to have the reader think well of the writer and your organization, and to reduce or end further correspondence on the subject. So you don't want to set up this endless email cycle where somebody's always responding to you. In the next section of the chapter, we give an example letter that does this work. And the first thing that it does, it briefly presents the main points and shares any good news. And that looks like this. As per your request, we confirm that we have advised Southern Prairie Mutual to process the following change to your policy, effective January 4th, 2020. The next thing it does is it adds any details and includes any information that the readers might need. So in this case, it's about an insurance policy, and it gives the details about the vehicle and how much it's insured for. The third thing that happens in the letter is they include any negative elements, but they try to state them as positively as they can. So these really come down to things like limitations on the policy. That's a negative in a sense, and they just try to clarify what those are. The fourth thing they do is they add details to show the readers how they benefit. In other words, they motivate the readers to read the message and also to respond to it to update their information. And then they end with a goodwill ending. So what we're doing here is we're trying to give an example of how to organize one of these letters, what they look like. And these are real letters. We get them all the time. I've got one in front of me. It's from the insurance company where I live. And what it says, it starts with this. Earlier this year, we were pleased to provide British Columbians with a rebate as a result of fewer crashes, fewer claims, and lower costs than expected during the early months of COVID-19. So that's the good news. As everyone continued to stay close to home and avoided non-essential travel, we've continued to see cost savings. So once again, we're returning those savings back to customers. So there we have. There's my good news. I'm getting some money back. The funny part is, of course, in this case, it was for $2. But the point is that it's a good news message. You start out by explaining what the good news is, and then you give them the details of it. That's the next part of the letter. It says what the details are, and it also explains, depending on how I pay my insurance, I'll get my rebate back in a different way. So it lays that all out really super clearly. So here's the last line from the letter. It says, Thanks for doing your part to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Sincerely. And then the president's sign-off. The next part of what we try to do in a chapter is explain what makes for a good closing. I would argue that's a good closing that I just read to you. It's giving me a little bit of kudos for doing what I can and that kind of thing. And so it's a good way to sort of end the letter. I don't need to respond to this letter, which is another sort of key point about these kind of messages. You want them, the recipient, to get it, understand it, and then not have to do anything. They just need to receive that information. And so I think that's a pretty good example of a letter. In the rhetorical situation case that's in the chapter, we ask students to write a good news letter on behalf of an organization informing another student that they have won a prize. So in that way, we're trying to make sure that students can understand how to apply what we're talking about in the chapter to a particular situation. We end the chapter with a section on informative messages, and these are a little bit different. They're not going to have that good news message at the start. Instead, they're just going to indicate, here's what this message is about. They give a lot of details, and then they have that goodwill ending. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Chapter 7 from Business Communication Rhetorical Situations. For more information, visit our website, wecanwrite.ca. Thanks.